And welcome everybody to RP Devils, episode 666.
There's nothing on the original Devil Man's theme song.
Oh my god, are you ruining my intro, Eric? I had a very special intro today.
Hey, it's chaos today, so that's why I'm doing it.
I guess. I am your host, Asmodeus, alongside my trusty cohorts, Luciferic the Great, and
Asmodeus, right?
And Beelzebreak, man, the bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Devilish?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought you'd be...
Digital Devil Saga.
Yeah, and
Devil Eggs.
Devil Eggs. Yes,
Asmodeus. We're doing now, we're just screwing out stuff with devil in it.
Right. Slagar says, whoa, Asmodeus is back. Yes, for one episode.
Devil food cake.
I don't know. I might bust out Asmodeus in other episodes, but I thought I'd bring Asmodeus back for this episode, Slagar. So, yes, Asmodeus is back for...
Devil with a blue dress.
Yeah, exactly. Devil went down to Georgia, you know, type thing. Yeah, see? I mean, we got all the songs. We got all the songs, all the movies. Speaking of which, I'll have a devil-centric movie in reviews today. So I got a few treats lined up for everybody today, and hopefully everybody appreciates today's show and my, you know, 5 minutes of work that I did for it today. But okay, so here we are, episode 666. I already named this episode Breakman. You can disagree with me, but I think the devil made us do this show, right? So
the devil did. He did. That son of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So
weren't even supposed to be here today, that asshole.
I know, right? All right, so let's get into the news and get
saying
this.
I was supposed to do my baby eating today. You ruined it.
I ruined your baby eating? Well, you know, I mean, there's always time after the show, Luciferic. I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep that up the entire show, calling you guys.
That's he kind of wanted it. What was fresh, now he's gonna have to wait, and like that's kind of dick.
Right. Alright. Let's get into the devilish news, guys.
RPG news.
Alright, Eric, you are up, sir.
Well, I'm silencing my phone.
Okay.
What just happened?
I have no
idea.
I just
silenced my phone.
Yeah.
From RPG site, Labyrinth Legend has a release date. And it's coming out January 18th on the eShop. And let's see, for the PC. The PC version came out like in 2020. Never mind. maybe there's going to be an update, though. So, just the Switch is the only console that you can play this on now.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's a rough game, but maybe it's fun still.
Yeah, I don't mind playing rough games as long as they're fun. But like you said, this one looks... I mean, it's got to be fairly decent to put on the Switch, right? I say that, and they got a bunch of shit on the Switch.
They've got terrible games like Hentai vs. Evil, which you could play on every platform.
Yeah, Hentai vs.
Every platform but PlayStation, because Sony's policies are really strict.
And ridiculous.
I heard it was... Oh, never mind.
Nintendo's ridiculous. Like, if it can get on Nintendo's platform, why can't it get on to Sony's platform? It's just ridiculous. But you were saying Beelzebreak?
Let's move on.
All right. Next story, Beelzebreak.
Coming to us live from RPG site and a Hulu ad that's almost covering my entire screen. Open World RPG Alyx 2 set for release on March 1st, 2022, and it will be out for freaking everything except for the Switch. The game is additionally going to have a collector's edition for $149.99 American dollars, $149.99 euros, and £139.99. Special edition is going to include a 9.2-inch ALB figure, ALB, I don't know, the original soundtrack, that's good, official art book, 2-inch cleric amulet, keychain. Okay. Steel book, a concept album by Bjorn Pankratz, Cassandra, and of course the game itself. I hope I pronounced all of that right.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what Alyx is about.
Well, the first Telex I didn't think was successful at all, but apparently it's successful enough to make another one. But I heard that first game was absolute ass, and I never had a desire to play it. But here's part two, everybody. You know, got to make our money back from part one, I guess. So there you go. Anything else on that break?
No.
All right.
Yeah, next year, we'll maybe hopefully there'll be a demo out before people buy it. So,
right. All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. The Waylanders full launch delayed. Now exits early access on February 2nd for PC. Let's see. There's no real. Okay. There's. Okay. Releasing this month would not provide the quality experience our fans deserve. Okay, that's being honest. I like that. We like that, right, Break? I mean, Beelzebub. Mm-hmm. Break.
I like honesty.
Yeah. Well, today we're devils, so do we really like the honesty?
Yes, when it's about something that people shouldn't feel bad about.
That's true. That's true. All right, while we have been working hard
because it's like a lot of people seem to think that Satan's evil. No, God just framed him.
Oh, there we go. A little bit of truth coming out from Eric RPG. While we have been working...
Why does there have to be a good side? Or there just be all bad sides?
you're always
or
on
you
the...
Or you take the Shin Megami Tensei route and God and Satan were both being dicks to each other.
Waylanders and our team need more time to polish the game. So that's the deal there. And then they use what I don't like is then they go into the COVID excuse. It's been challenging and blah blah blah. It's like no, just say that, you know, you need more time to polish the game. Period. Done. You know, you don't need to come up with excuses. There you go.
Stop your excuses, bitches.
Yeah, come on, Gato Studio, Cat Studio. You know, knock it off. All right. So there's the deal. It's gonna be. Let's see. Doesn't have a real set day. February 2nd, 2022. So you'll have to wait just a couple of more months. Not a big deal. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got Mercenaries Rebirth, which is the next game or the latest game in the Mercenaries series. And it's out now because it came out yesterday. Yeah, yesterday was the launch day.
There's a new Mercenaries game?
Mercenaries Rebirth. It's following Mercenaries Wings and the Chronicles, which is Mercenaries Sagas 1, 2, 3. And then Mercenaries Blaze Dawn of the Twin Dragons.
Oh, I was thinking this was Mercenaries, just Mercenaries.
Oh, like that action game?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not too bad. Not too bad.
I heard these games aren't that bad. And I think some of them are on sale currently, so you might want to pick those up.
Yeah. Looks okay. It looks like a Final Fantasy Tactics-esque type game. You know, but it's kind of unique to its own thing. But
get a sequel?
I know. But I don't know if I would play it.
There's supposedly rumblings of a remaster of some sort.
I want a sequel, for fuck's sake.
It could be an M2 remaster collection of all of the games that have been released so far.
Can I have a remake of Final Fantasy IX, please? Just one wish. A remake of Final Fantasy IX. Or 6. 6 or 9. I'll take either or.
If we got a powerful enough PC and you're willing to wait, somebody's doing a Final Fantasy IX HD project.
Okay.
Until they get shut down.
Right, until they get shut down, and it's over.
It's a mod, so...
Oh, okay.
They get shut down.
Cool. Yeah. Well, you said remake, and I was just thinking, well...
They are basically remaking the character models. They're just adding, like, loads of shaders and ball guns with the pre-existing models and stuff.
I really like 9, man. I think it's the most underrated Final Fantasy of them all. I really do. I wish it would get the Final Fantasy remake treatment.
Although supposedly there is a remake in the works, but who knows if it's actually true or not.
Oh my god, that would be so cool. Like a full-on, like if it gets the Final Fantasy VII remake treatment, I mean that would be, holy fuck, that would be so cool.
I don't think it will get that, and I think a lot of people wouldn't want that.
I would.
Why would you want a realistic looking Final Fantasy IX?
Sign me up. I'll do it. Sign me up. I'll fucking play it. Well, they don't have to make it look super realistic. They can make it look like, you know, like
also,
how the characters
are.
Also,
it'd be an action game, so I don't know if you'd want that either.
Well, I didn't want an action Final Fantasy VII, and they pulled it off very, very brilliantly. So why not? Why not, Eric? I think I'd look like Slagar. I'd play it. Look, there you go.
I mean, I would either. I mean, I would too. But like, I don't know. I mean,
I think it would be fine.
I'd like Square to do something a little bit different with it.
Yeah, I don't. We'll see, man. I'm hoping. Let's get something, man. Final Fantasy IX.
Square and different don't go together.
Right. I know.
No, what are you talking about? Almost every Final Fantasy is different from each other.
It was a joke.
Yeah. Slagar says 60 FPS 4K chocobo ranching. Hell yeah, man. There you go. All right, I'm gonna give this next one to Breakman.
I don't think. I'm not so sure that chocobo ranch part of the game being the other parts of 7, but chocobo hot and cold, I definitely could lay that in 4K.
yeah. All right, Breakman, let's give this one to you.
Come on, coming to us live from RPG Site, a longtime Shin Megami Tensei and Persona composer, Shoji Meguro, announces stealth RPG Guns on Darkness or PC. It's what Eric said.
I think that's your inner Cincinnatian showing,
though. Along with Kodansha Game Creator Labs has announced Guns on Darkness. Kodansha? Okay. An RPG that combines stealth gameplay and traditional command-based battles. His departure from Atlus a few weeks ago with the aim of developing his own indie games while composing freelance, including continuing to work with Atlus and future projects. Guns on Darkness is made in collaboration with... Why am I repeating myself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It so, actually looks kind of cool and different. Very generic graphics, but... the concept looks a little different. I don't know. It just seems like it's the cool little project. I'm just surprised.
It is only like preliminary, so
yeah. I mean, I'm actually really impressed.
This
like
is more of a proof of concept at this stage.
A composer that's taken on the publishing and development duties. That's to be commended for sure. So it looks pretty good. Anything else on that break?
It's kind of like how Nomura was a character designer, and then he did stuff on the side and then had an idea, and then that idea made the money, and then he got to be director for several games.
Yeah.
I like this interesting story. The story takes place in the year 2045 in a devastated world after a nuclear war, where you become a member of the, you know, you didn't need to rest that shit, but I just thought that's kind of a unique story.
Yeah, I mean, that it seems like a little different. I mean, I like this. I'm going to keep an eye on this game, Guns on Darkness. I like the title. I like the style of the game. The graphics obviously need some polishing. The story looks really good. And the developer has a really solid history of music. So, you know, the music should be pretty fucking solid. So, I mean, that's a good chunk of an RPG, right? The soundtrack. We always loud the soundtracks to these RPGs. So good stuff, I think. So, all right, Eric, let's move on to our final story.
Final story is Falcom is going to finally start doing Switch development starting 2022.
Leave that
one. As soon
as
it loads, I can actually read the article. Yeah, Falcom is best known for being the developer of the East, Legend of Heroes, and Trails video game franchises. And the Nintendo Switch era has made them very busy. In fact, the company published their financial report for the fiscal year ending in September 2021. One of those couple of those franchises got some attention. And they'll be developing Switch games internally starting in 2022 with the Legend Nyota Boundless Trails. Not only that, they have confirmed the latest entry in the Trails series will be released in Japan in the fiscal year ending 2022. I wish they'd take a break because the U.S. still needs to fucking catch up.
Yeah,
the West needs to catch up.
Yeah.
Although I think part of the reason for the how late we're going to be getting Reverie is because of Nyota, and they have to develop the Switch version for that. But and so they made their entire schedule based on what Falcom's able to actually do.
Yeah.
But But another reasoning is that they're probably actually going to take that time to localize Kuro no Kiseki while they're working on the next one.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Eric? Anything you want to discuss about that?
Meanwhile, the E-Series will celebrate its 35th anniversary, and only a budget-priced version of East 9 Monster Nox for the PlayStation 4 has been specifically mentioned as a part of the celebration so far, but they did confirm there are additional projects planned. So yeah, expect probably another East game next year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's to be expected. Those are their...
Hopefully it'll be a remake of 5, and then we can wash the bad taste of Sand Desert... Desert Sand City Caffeine out of our mouths.
Yeah. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right. Homie discounts, real quick. I mean, I think next week should be very Black Friday-centric, guys. We can get more details. Not a lot of... leaks yet, but we will get those leaks probably this week. I do know that games like Breath of the Wild are going on sale for $40. Origami King, Mario Origami King's $40.
None of the Pokemon games are on sale, which pisses me off because I want to get.
Well, not yet. We'll get you guys details. Far Cry 6 got a discount. It's now, I think it was $50. It got like a $10 discount, but I would wait on that one. It's a Ubisoft thing. It'll drop more, but we'll get more deals for you guys next week. Unless you got any of you guys have any deals for us?
That sale you were talking about for Phoenix Rising, it's gone up to like $20-something at this point.
Yeah, it was $15 about a week ago, and that's what I got it at. And
I'm hoping similar price point happens elsewhere.
Yeah, it most likely will. We'll get you guys the deals, I promise. Brake, do you have any deals for us, or are we good to go? All right, is there anything?
I do have one. I don't know if it's still active, but Cyberpunk was... not $10 again at Best Buy.
Ooh,
I should pick that up. And I managed to get the Steelbook, even though they said they didn't have any. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the Steelbook too. It was $10. Where was it at? Best Buy or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Breakman, anything?
The only bad thing about it is I got the Xbox version because I don't feel like getting the PS4 version for whatever reason. But
okay.
It's like two discs instead.
Okay.
I think it would have been the same for the PS4, but like I could have just said, "Nah, I'll just wait for the PS5 version comes out, and then I only have to worry about one disc."
Yeah. All right, Breakman. Anything in?
No.
Oh, I got something special for you though, Breakman. Don't feel too bad because I pulled up this clip for you.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
So I thought you might enjoy that. You get nothing today.
That reminds me of like how there's a whole mechanic in Blue Dragon where you could inspect an item and sometimes get nothing and the game just like very flatly says nothing.
Yeah. You get nothing, sir. I love that clip, man. I thought I'd do that for you, Breakman.
And there's special. Like actual rewards for getting a certain amount of nothings.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that game, Blue Dragon, man. It's been, man, that was a decent game, though.
There are better games.
Definitely better games, but I liked it okay when I played it.
You can say that about most any game, though.
Yeah. I liked it okay. Yeah,
but like in light of all those other better games you could play, is it really decent anymore?
I thought it was decent for the time, man. It was like one of the first like big time JRPG efforts for the Xbox. I thought it was okay. I mean, I don't know. All right.
I played the demo, but I wasn't interested enough in
not. I mean, it wasn't like a super memorable game, but the artwork was cool and the you know. The graphics are alright for the time.
The demo was fun, but it wasn't like blew me away. Right. Like, I gotta get this game type
of. Yeah, it's not. It wasn't blow me. It's sort of like Last Remnant or Last Story, you know, stuff like that. Those weren't like the greatest games ever, but I don't know. I like some of those games. All right, let's move on to.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman. Beelzebreak, I should say.
Oh, yeah. The same stuff as always. What I've been playing lately. Fred the 13th. Just, you know, murdering people or trying to murder Jason. There's nothing new to this game. I mean, nothing we haven't said before, really. Breath of the Wild. I was wandering around the wilderness, again, as usual, and this time I'm in the snow-capped mountains. And, well, I was looking for the shrines so I can get my... Well, I finally get my stamina all the way up, so now I'm trying to get my hearts up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell in the distance what a shrine is usually because it's orange.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it turns blue when it's done. And in the distance in the snow, I saw purple for the first time. And I'm like, oh, what the hell is this? So I, you know, go and wander over to see what it is. Start climbing up the hill because I couldn't figure out what it was until I'm standing, like, face to face with a fucking dragon. Like, oh, there's another dragon in this game. I see. That wasn't a really hard fight, though. But it was just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I was just kind of casually walking up to this dragon like nothing was going on. Like, hey, buddy. How you
oh,
doing?
Hey, how's it going? Can I pet you? You know, what do I have?
Yeah. Do you, can I, like, give you a treat or something? Will you do tricks?
Yeah.
Oh, please don't eat.
I have this whole rib in my backpack. Let me get it out.
Yeah, exactly. Lena Ray is in chat. What's up, Lena Ray? Well, not in the chat.
Right now, I ended up in the giant robot, stone robot. Elephant, I guess. I mean, I don't know what the hell to call it. It's not a real elephant, but it's not really a machine. It's kind of both. I mean, kind of machine and like made out of like concrete and stuff.
Yeah.
It's weird. Slager, I don't know what the hell to call it.
Yeah. Slager says,
they call it the Divine Beast, but, you know.
Yeah. Slager says, oh, crap, Ten Rings is on Disney now. That's cool. I'll check it out. All right. What else you been playing, Break?
Let me see. Mostly those, really. Just and making room on my hard drive, getting ready for games like Halo Infinite.
Oh man, I bet you can't wait, man. I'm actually excited for that. I think I'm gonna pick up an Xbox just for that game alone, man. It looking really good. Break. I'm.
I got that. I pre-ordered the bottle of lube to go with it. I'm ready.
You got the special edition that included the lube. You should have got that one. You should have pre-ordered, man.
Well, there was a special edition with lube. Oh, yes, man. I just went and got specially pre-made.
Yeah, man. It had the. Oh, I see. You got the like the standalone lube that they had for the game. Yeah, I see. Yeah, see, the special edition included like the lube and the gloves and, you know, all that stuff. Instructions on how to spread your butt cheeks and, you know, all that stuff. And, yeah.
These instructions. I did not know this.
Okay. Yeah. Slagar said he's waiting for the Switch game discounts. We'll give you the scoop on that next week, Slagar. There's going to be a lot of leaks coming this week. But so far, the only ones that I've seen are like Skyward Swords, $40. Breath of the Wild, $40. Mario Origami King is $40, stuff like that. But yeah, I'm with you, Slagar. There needs to be more Switch stuff for sure.
If you can get your local Target right now, it's buy two get one free. But that's just tomorrow would be the only day left, really.
Yeah,
which is why I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, buy two get one free. I mean, I think Amazon's running that same special too. So if you want to, you know, get kind of an early present, there you go. Anything else, Break?
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
Just more FF15, getting the platinum, and then I finally moved on to the DLC and got through all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's really all I've been playing. I mean, I did play a little bit of Cotton 100% and Panorama Cotton for a review, and even though I didn't get around to recording anything this week, I'll definitely do it tomorrow because I was going to go to my dentist and I decided I got a lot of errands I need to do, so I'll just reschedule and I can't get in until February, but that's fine. But
Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? Nice to see you.
So now I have the free time to actually do it. So
all right. Cool.
Because I didn't want to spend all day yesterday or tomorrow just doing the dentist and doing whatever.
Yeah.
Because I want to play SMT5.
I know. I want to play SMT5 too, but I didn't buy it yet, but because I was in a bit of a money crunch, but
maybe do it the first thing I wake up, and as soon as I'm like not completely groggy anymore.
Yeah. What's up, Freak 5? Nice to see you in chat there. All right. I've been playing a little bit more Phoenix Rising, so I'm enjoying that game, man. It's a fun open world type game, and I'm really enjoying it. For $15, I think that was a really good price point for that game. Freak 5 says, I'm waiting for my order at Popeyes to be ready. What'd you order? Like 15-piece chicken or something, and they ran out? What's up? So, yeah, that's all I've been playing. All right.
Oh, GameStop's also running 2-for-1 right now. Buy two, get one.
Right now. Yeah.
As well as Target.
Yeah.
And they've got some good deals. Mario Kart for $35.
That's not bad. Shit, yeah. I might pick that up.
Although I think in GameStop's case, it's pre-owned only.
This is definitely for GameStop.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you guys been playing? Mm-mm. All right. Let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Brake. Did you have anything to review this week? Eric.
No.
Okay. I have a very.
I wanted to watch It Follows, but I never got around to it. I like
It Follows. It's a good movie, man.
I watched about half of it, and Mrs. Brickman watched the rest of it, and she was as disappointed as I was.
No, it's a slower movie. It's not in your face.
I'm just saying, I'm giving you a different perspective. You liked it, and I've seen good reviews of it, but I was bored.
Yeah, well, you're wrong, but that's okay. You've been wrong many times before, Brickman.
That's true.
Let's see. Freak 5 says, not sure. My wife ordered online for me to pick it up on my way home from work. Okay. I have a review, guys, and since it is the 666 version of the show, episode 666, I saw a movie. Well, I've seen it before, but I thought I'd save it for this week. I was going to review it last week, but it's a foreign movie called I Saw the Devil, and you guys have to watch this movie, man. It is awesome. It stars the guy. Have you guys ever seen Old Boy?
No.
The main guy in that, it stars that guy and a couple other Korean, real famous Korean actors. But holy shit, is this movie good, guys! This movie involves it's kind of unclear whether this guy's like a detective or some type of special security or something like that. But he's got ties to law enforcement in some ways. But basically, he's on the phone with his fiance and she's gets stuck out in the middle of like some countryside, and it's snowing and it's the weather's kind of bad, and she ends the phone conversation with him, and she gets killed, she gets murdered by a psychopath. And the entirety of the movie is basically the guy, the security / detective, whatever the fuck he is, hunting this guy down and getting like revenge after revenge. And what I mean by that is he implants him, or he makes him swallow like a pill with a like a GPS, and he's got GPS on his car and all this, and he basically does a catch and release. So he beats the shit out of the guy and then releases him, and then goes, finds him again, beats the shit out of him, kind of like he's always looking over his shoulder type thing. You know what I mean? And, yeah. Man, oh man, is it brutal. What were you going to say, Brake?
No, I said, I was just going, oh wow.
Got
something
you.
Like that. I was giving sound effects. Ooh, wow.
Yeah. Freak Fight says, sounds like someone saw Frank. Yes, pretty much. I am Asmodeus today, by the way, Freak 5. It's, episode 666. Please address me as, Asmodeus, okay? They are wrong. Frank isn't the devil. He was just the... How dare you, you son of a bitch. I'm nobody's nanny, Freak 5. I'm Asmodeus today. But yes, this movie has everything you can want in a movie. It's got solid detective work. It's got solid acting, directing. The cinematography is awesome. The pacing is great. It's over a 2-hour movie. It's like 2 hours and 20 minutes, I believe. But it never feels like that. You know, Breakman, when you have those movies that kind of feel like they run too long in the tooth and you just want the movie to end? I never felt that way with this movie. So I give it and I'm a kind of a big fan of foreign movies, and I think this movie is just a gem of a movie, and I think you all should watch it. It's tragic, it's sad, it's exhilarating, it's everything that you kind of want in like these type of movies. Like I said, it's brutal. It's definitely not for the faint of heart, but I Saw the Devil a very solid 9 out of 10. I think you all should check it out for sure. I give it the big thumbs up.
What other movies there are with the devil in them that are good?
Ooh, Devil's Advocate.
I did like Devil's Advocate. That was a pretty good twist at the end.
Yeah, I like Angel Heart. Have you ever seen Angel Heart, Breakman?
Angel Heart. Yes, the name's familiar, but I'm not sure.
Mickey Rourke, Robert De Niro, Lisa Bonet, Bonet for sure.
Okay.
Let's see what else. There's a ton of movies with the devil in them. Constantine was fairly good. I know it caught a lot of flack. It's not the greatest movie in the world, but I like it.
I agree with you. It's kind of.
Has
like,
anybody watched the Constantine series?
I heard that's pretty good too.
I still haven't gone back and watched that, but he's Constantine's on Legends now.
Yeah. And then there's Lucifer on Netflix.
I haven't seen any of that, but I hear that's more for eye candy for women than anything else. But I think Freak 5 likes that show, Lucifer.
Does that show come with a bottle of lube as well?
This has something to do with Devil, but I wanted to know if you watched the Chucky series yet.
I have not, but I've heard fairly good things about it, Eric. No, I haven't, to answer your question, but I heard it's pretty good. So, you know, Lucifer's great, Freak 5 says. So there you go. But yeah, there's a movie called Devil that's pretty cool. It's not an M. Night Shyamalan movie, but it's kind of got that type of feel of it. But that's pretty good.
That was the Needful Things. That's who he turned out to be at the end, right? It was Satan.
Right. Yeah, Needful Things. Yeah.
I know it's not like a really horror movie, but have you seen The Devil Wears Prada?
Yes, I've seen Devil Wears Prada. I thought that was okay movie. Yeah. Eye candy for both guys and girls on Lucifer.
There's also The Devil is a Part-Timer anime series, which is I think a rom-com.
Yeah.
So like it comes with lube and what are those called? Rabbits. It comes with a rabbit too.
Yeah, and a box of hot tamales. So there you go. Freak 5 says there's eye candy for both. I like those type of series, Freak 5. I think though that there needs to be more of that, where there's just eye candy galore. You know, that's fine. Good couples show, I hear tell. Freak 5.
Yeah, so Frank and Bernie both have their own recliners, and they have a little stand right in the middle. So they got the lube and the rabbit and everything else. They're ready to go.
Right. You know, Sibian and swings and all kinds of stuff. You know, there you go. So other Devil's Advocate I thought was really well done. Of course, The Exorcist makes allusions to demons and the devil himself. That's an all-time great scary movie.
It had a really good spoof. What was that called? Repossessed.
Repossessed. That was also with what's her face too, Linda Blair. So yeah, I like that movie. That's weird that you bring that up, because I just thought about that movie today, Breakman. What else? Can you guys think of any other devil movie? You know, like in anime, like Devilman's pretty cool. I like Devilman. Can you think of any others, Eric?
Devil's Line, which is about vampires, I think.
Okay, that works. Castlevania obviously alludes to,
Dracula basically is a stand-in for Satan in that series.
Yeah, yeah. There's lots of stuff like that, but definitely cool. Hellboy, for sure. I like Hellboy. Hellboy, definitely Slagar. The original with what's his face, and the sequel was really good too. Like the Golden Army or whatever it was. I like that one too. So yeah, Ron Perlman's great in that role. The new one really sucked. The new Hellboy. All right. Any other movies that you guys can think of?
Not really.
All right.
There was that Stand, which I guess that was a mini series.
Oh, movie. Good one. I like that. Yes, that's a very good one, man. Yeah.
Devilman versus Mazinger Zing.
Yeah, and then they got Devilman Crybaby. I think that was really good. I like that. The Gate Freak Fight brings up. That's a good one. And that, you know, that movie's like PG, and I have no idea why. That's like a that should easily be a hard PG-13 movie, man. But yeah, it's like PG, and it's really good. So
I'll never understand ratings, because there are PG movies with nudity in them, for instance. Like, yep. I think like they act like nudity is taboo, and then there's some like PG movies with nudity. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. The Devil and Daniel Webster cartoon thing.
Yeah, you know, guys, like Bernie and I were talking about.
Or if you're watching porn, The Devil and Miss Jones.
The Devil in Miss Jones. I like that one. Yeah. Bernie and I were talking about like stuff that used to freak us out as kids, and one of the things that she brought up, and I thought the same thing. Do you guys ever remember like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Abominable Snowman in that thing? I thought that was scary as shit. And at the end, the Abominable Snowman obviously becomes like a cuddly, like, you know, like baby face, but throughout the whole thing, he's like terrorizing everybody. And you know, I don't know. I always thought that was kind of scary for kids, but, you know. Yeah, the devil and Daniel.
Oh, it has to do with a devil, but okay.
Yeah, not really, but I just thought I'd bring it up. But, oh, man, we could think of a lot of songs like we were earlier, you know.
Right.
Devil Went Down to Georgia, you know. Sweet 666 by Him. What else? Do you guys have any songs you want to mention? There's tons.
Mm.
Nothing?
No, I'm trying to think of movies too. What did Arnold Schwarzenegger face the devil in that one movie?
Oh, End of Days, right?
End of Days, yeah.
Powerpuff Girls had him, which is basically the devil.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Heat Miser, Slagar says.
And of course, The D defeated Satan as well.
Yeah. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. You know what? I haven't seen that Freak Fight, but I heard really good things about that series. So, all right. Well,
let's... There's that old show Reaper, the devil. What was his name? Played the devil.
Oh.
I can't remember his name.
Oh.
Anyway, but yeah, there was that show.
Yeah, I remember that. Shit. There was that... that one movie with John Ritter, that old movie where he was like stuck in the TV with his kids.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Was it Changing Channels?
You know, God damn it! What was the name of that movie? It's really good. And at the end of the
Switched. Are you sure?
No.
I don't think that's right. I think Switched is that movie with where a guy becomes a woman.
Yeah. Like a Freaky Friday type thing, which, by the way, new Freaky Friday is really good with Vince Vaughn and that girl. It's really good. You guys should check out that movie. It's a horror movie for sure. No, it was with John Ritter, and they get stuck in the satellite dish, and they're going through all these, like you know, old-ass fucking series and stuff like that. And at the end, what I loved about the at the end of that movie, they were like making a play on words for a lot of those old shows, and one of them was like My Three Sons of Bitches, you know, like stuff like that. I thought that was pretty funny, man. If I could find it, I'll you know, later on in the show, I'll look it up and see if I can't find it. But it's a fun movie. You know which one I'm talking about, right?
I love that movie. I know. It's such a great movie. And they have so many spoofs of other things in there. Like Salt and Pepper shows up to do a music video.
Yeah.
And there's that goof on Wayne and Garth. You know?
Yep.
Just
God, what the hell?
Movie.
Yeah, but there was a devil involved in that movie too. Like they were stuck in hell. Like TV.
Oh, there's also Horns with Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, I've never seen that movie. I heard that was pretty decent too. So, all right, let's
also Legend with that demon in it.
Oh, great one, Eric. Great one, Legend. Yes, I totally forgot about that. That's one of the coolest looking devils ever. Tim Curry.
And then there's Asmodeus in Fantasia.
Yeah, well, I'm Asmodeus, so they were imposters. They were, yeah. So there you go. All right, here we go, guys. Everybody's favorite segment.
Then there's all the demons and demons.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
Oh, you know another good movie, real quick, Demon Knight. They do reference the devil in Demon Knight, so there you go. All right,
it's Stay Tuned.
Stay Tuned. Oh, that's yeah. It. That's it. Right on, Breakman. Good follow up there, man. Yes, that's a underrated movie, man. I like that movie.
I know, that was I love that. Did the cartoon segment, for instance, yeah. Like yeah.
There's also Little Nicky.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually thought Little Nicky was okay. I didn't think it was great, but I thought it was okay.
Yeah, there's some funny lines in it, but the funny lines were basically at the beginning and the end of the movie, really, yeah, like him wanting to shove the pineapple up Hitler's ass.
Yeah, yeah. Slagar says Demon Knight Rider.
Oh, what a weird combo that would be.
I know. Tales from the Hood's a great one, Freak 5. I like Tales from the Hood quite a bit. That's an underrated movie, too. Tales from the Hood 2 is actually pretty good, too. And they have a Tales from the Hood 3 that's pretty decent as well.
Ninja Gaiden's plot was about a demon.
Yeah, yeah. What games are you like trying to take down the devil? That's a good question. We'll think about that. We'll talk more in a little bit. But
Lords of Shadow 2.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's a shitty game, but yes.
Or Lords of Shadow, because you fight Satan in that game too.
Yeah, yeah. Doom, right? Doom, you're always trying to fight Satan or demonic forces and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think you ever fight Satan, though. You fight all of his army, right?
It's kind of implied, you know. It's like, you know, I don't know. There's like big bosses at the end that you kind of fight that are sort of like, I don't know. The
cyber demons, like, a big thing.
Yeah. All right, everybody's favorite.
Although Doom Eternal, like, really ramps up the lore of Hell's Minions.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe Stranger Things, like R says. Maybe. Yeah, there's a little bit of that in there. It's kind of implied type thing. All right, everybody's favorite segment, Stinko of the Week, Breakman, what you got for us?
All right, I got a couple. One goes to an actor from one of my favorite shows growing up died. Really love the show Quantum Leap. And,
I just put it in.
Yeah.
He was in another awesome show. He was in original Battlestar Galactica.
Yep.
And also he was in the show Quantum Leap, which I absolutely loved. It's a fantastic show.
Yeah, Quantum Leap was a great show.
I'll put it in your Stinkos because you never put it.
There you go.
I'm lazy. So Dean Stockwell died, and you know, rest in peace.
I knew one of you guys would put that in there. That's why I didn't put it.
I know his role as Al, but what else did he do?
He did a lot of movies, man. He was a character actor in a lot of movies.
I'm sorry, not original Barstar. You're right. Right. My bad.
Yeah.
Who was he?
Originally in Battlestar. That's not. It came out wrong. Not the original Battlestar Galactica. My bad.
Yeah. But
we had Face in that one. Wasn't he in that?
Yeah.
From the A-Team, I think Face was in. Wasn't he?
Yeah. Wasn't much, thankfully. But my stinko is that it snowed today. Freak 5 says. Yeah. Well, we beat you by about a week, Freak 5. Yeah. He's the number one Ceylon. I don't know how to say that. Cylon, yeah.
He spelled it wrong, but it's Cylon.
Cylon, yeah. All right. Anything else, Breakman? Number one.
Also, my second one goes to, apparently a member of the, the House of Representatives has decided that we should, that it's okay to make threatening videos of your coworkers.
I saw that. It's not illegal technically, apparently, to legal scholars, but it's that's really fine.
Well, I mean, they're making it legal pretty much because at this point, a court, if somebody's in court, they can reference this. Like, look, what we've got, Representative Paul Gosar over here saying threatening things to other people, or basically saying he's going to kill his coworker.
Yeah, I was very disappointed in that.
Video. And and he hasn't even gotten a hand slap for it.
Yeah.
That's just where this world has gone to, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's all farce.
We're getting murders, we're going to get off, we're getting the guys who are, the people who are representing our country are inspiring these assholes.
Yeah. It's insanity, Rake Man, and the definition of insanity is to keep doing it all over and over and over again, which we always, it just, something needs to change. The two-party system is just not working for anybody but them, you know. And, you know, their health care is taken care of. They vote every session. It seems like they're voting for more and more money for themselves, more health care benefits. They're taking care of
tax breaks for the 700 billionaires in the country.
Yeah, tax breaks for them.
Because they're a minority and we shouldn't pick on them.
Oh, that's
according to more and more Democrat leadership.
Yeah, that's a Manchin piece of shit.
Manchin and Pelosi said something similar to it recently.
Yeah, Pelosi's worthless. I mean, they're all worthless, man. Even AOC. I mean, I know she was on the receiving of that. She didn't deserve that, but she's been very,
nobody
very
deserves that. Like, you shouldn't be getting threats from your coworkers. Like, even though it's like an anime and like he taped her face on it and stuff like that, it's still you saying that, hey, you're in my way and I'll kill you.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, what would be interesting if she would never do this. She's not as crass as he is, obviously. But if she did the same thing but put Paul Gosar's face on there, I mean, they would be up in arms, man. They would just be
absolutely.
That's
what drives me nuts about politics is they're so hypocritical about one another and what they do. Like, one party will do something and say nothing, and if the other party does it, then they're all up in arms. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
See it all the time.
I mean, you know, this is how the two-party system works, Breakman. Like nothing ever gets done, and then they come up with a bill, like the stupid infrastructure bill, that they go back and forth and they quote-unquote negotiate on, but they already know what's going to happen at the end. You know, none of us are going to get anything, and there's going to be very little money for this and that, and then they're going to throw in a bunch of fat inside that bill that only benefits them and their donors. I mean, we've seen this how many times, right?
Yep.
Happens over and over and over again. It's horrible. All right, anything else, Breakman?
No, I mean, there's just so much shit. Like, we talked about, like, the Rittenhouse trial.
Yeah.
And we know what's going on with that one, and
I fully expect him to get off with nothing.
Yeah, yeah. It looks more and more like he's not going to get anything at all.
Although I will say the prosecutors are fucking up big time in that case, man. I mean, if you paid attention to, like, some of the details of that case, those prosecutors are like deer in fucking headlights, man. They don't know what they're doing. So
apparently one of their witnesses gave incriminating evidence against the victims or something like that.
And yeah, it's just,
I know they show video of like the judge admonishing them, but from what I was reading, it sounds like they deserve to be admonished.
Yeah, they did.
Prosecutors.
They did. I'm telling you, they're fucking it up, man. They're just total fucking clueless prosecutors. I mean, if that dude has a job after this trial, I don't know why he does. I mean, it's awful. But all right, nothing else, Breakman?
Well, I think they're probably going to just turn it to, like, look, this judge was biased, you know, to get his, you know, advance his career.
Right. Well, the judge sucks too, but, you know, that's a different story. He's awful, but whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Eric, what you got?
Break already did the one on Dean Stockwell, so I've got the GTA trilogy release, and it's not great.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah. Like it, from the game missing some content, which some of it's understandable because, like, you can't always get the music tracks, but some codes were cut for the game because of technical issues, and some of those technical issues probably involve how the game's missing some things, like basic textures and, like, actual weather effects that aren't garbage and make it impossible to see.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
and, like, It wasn't just the rain either. It was the lightning effects too, because like the lightning effects were like really, really terrible.
Yeah, I mean that it's a cluster on PC. I don't know how it's going to be on.
It's so bad on PC they removed it, but I'm sure like some of these issues are outstanding in all versions of the game.
Yeah. Very bad. I was looking forward to that.
So maybe by the time the physical release happens next month, they'll actually do something about all the problems it has.
Yeah, right. A month in? No way, man. They're not going to be able. They might do a patch.
At least half of them.
Maybe a day one patch or something. I don't know. But Freak Fight says, Kyle's mom's a big fat bitch.
Why would they do a day one patch for a game that's out now?
Physical
release is happening later.
That's what I'm saying for the physical release, day one. Kyle's mom's a big fat bitch. Yes, she is. Freak Five. mine is since we're kind of on the political show here, Breakman. Biden. What the fuck was Biden trying to do? Talking about, was he trying to bring up the Negro League? I have no idea what the fuck he was trying to do. With that whole thing, man. Yeah. It's like, I mean, this guy is, I mean.
I can't help but be racist old man. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the older Democrats, not just the guys, but the women too. Like, you guys have seen the video of, like, Pelosi earlier this year sniffing her little girl's hair.
Yes. Right? Gross.
Like, it's just like, they're
doing that thing with the whole Kwanzaa thing.
Yeah,
oh, God. Too. You guys, I mean, all you got to do is look at Biden's fucking voting record to know who he is, you know, and that's it. I mean, what more can be said? I mean, Biden's a racist piece of shit, man, and I hated that choice for the Democrats, man. I thought it's just going to set our country back, and it sure enough, it did, until we lose the fucking House, and, you know,
Republicans are going to sweep everything.
Oh, yeah. No question, man. No question. They're going to have all three branches. And they might even have the added bonus of having Trump back in office. How about that?
That horrifies me. That thought horrifies the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
But it's a very real possibility at this point.
Yeah. I mean, what else can be done? Nothing. I mean, they squandered it. They could have did health care. They could have fucking, I mean, they had the fucking Republicans on their fucking heels, and they could have did a lot of things in this country to really turn the tide of a lot of things. This infrastructure bill is a fucking farce, man.
Yeah. They had to work with Republicans. It was all about working. It's all about bipartisanship. Bipartisanship. No, people didn't hire you for that. People hired you to get shit done, to get the promises done that you said. Things like, you know, raising minimum wage. Where's that at?
Right.
Wow. Really? You're not going to do any of the stuff you promised, and then you think we're going to vote for you again?
Yeah.
Like, you guys got largely in there on the strength of the other guy was Trump.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, people were desperate for any Democrat, right? So they accepted all of them. I mean, Biden's one of them. I mean, Biden had no chance whatsoever until fucking Obama stepped in after Bernie Sanders took the first fucking four states. I mean, they were like scared. They're like, holy shit, this guy's actually got a fucking chance. We're going to, you know, step in, and everybody's got to rally behind Biden. It's like, come on, man. You it's all a big fucking game. It's stupid. It's dumb. And it's time for
our expense.
Yeah, it's time to blow up the whole thing and start over. I mean, it's a failed experiment at this point. It's not working for anybody but billionaires and millionaires. That's it. And the millionaires better watch out, because the billionaires could easily say, you know, get back in line, millionaires. You know, you're the new fucking lower class, you know, so there you go. No one wanted Bernie. Let's get over that. Oh, a lot of people wanted Bernie, Slagar. Don't kid yourself. A lot of people did want Bernie. He won the first four fucking states. I don't know what else can be said, man, in the primaries. Like, he won four fucking states right off the bat. And that was the big wake-up call. And then Obama made a few calls, and all of a sudden fucking Biden wins. Biden had no fucking shot at the beginning. It's just stupid. And look... Look at all of them. Kamala ended up being vice president. That idiot fucking Buttigieg is now like the, he's, I don't know what he is, but he's high up in there. They all were promised fucking positions, you know, positions of power. All right. So we got the
and all of them promised us a lot of things that we're not getting, but, and they're going to brag about this infrastructure bill. Like,
oh, like it's
next
the best
year
thing
during elections. They're going to be like, look what he did. He got us this infrastructure bill. He got us all these bridges and stuff. This is a similar infrastructure bill than the one that Obama gave us, which was just shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, just, this is a bigger price tag on it.
Yep.
But the price of inflation over the several years, and you know, it, this is supposed to be more transformative or whatever, but it's falling short of actually doing the things that we need to do to transform.
Right.
You know, like there's not enough money to really fix the lead pipe pipes across the country.
No.
Just some of the pipes, you know, just some bridges.
It's so dumb. Flint, Michigan is still in a water crisis. How is that even a thing? Topher says, Topher Life for President 2024. I'll take it, Topher. Hey, everyone, finally made it. What's up, Road Dog? Nice to see you.
I'm about ready to go find some land to make my own country.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Seat for president.
Yeah. All right, let's move
back to the devil talk.
Yeah, right. It's episode 666, so there you go. Maybe let's do a Satan God 2024 ticket. How about that? Would you know? You could flip them either way. God, Satan, Satan, God, whatever. All right, let's move on to happier times, guys.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet, sweet of the week.
All right, Breakman, you're sweet of the week. I love it, man. It's a devilish laugh if I've ever heard it, man. That's awesome. All right, Break, what you got?
I'm laughing because this one's kind of a lull more than a sweeto. But have you guys seen the new Gucci suitcase?
I have not.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you have a link? Put it in chat.
Let me see if I can find it. I'll look for it here after I'm done. But it's a new Gucci suitcase with an Xbox and two controllers that are designed to look like Gucci. It's the goddamn ugliest shit I've ever seen. The luggage is, and it's priced at $10,000.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's a sweeto.
What's that?
That's a sweeto.
If you see it, like it's funny. It's a joke. I said it's a lull.
Is it like got this weird like carpet pattern thing?
Here. Kind of on the outside and sort of multicolors, and it says Xbox on it. Like, this is by Gucci, of all things.
It says Xbox on it?
Here it is. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the Lord's – this is the ugliest thing that's ever been seen.
I mean, I found one uglier for $7,500, I think.
This is $10,000, man.
Come on. Okay.
It's not – you're cheaping out. Yeah, you gotta spend $10,000 and get this. I'm trying to get this link to load. But yeah, like I couldn't believe this when I saw it today. I was, wow, it's hilarious. It's hilariously bad, and the fact they're charging $10,000 for it is the icing on the cake. I'll put the link in the chat for you.
Okay, let me take a peek at this, guys. I still see. Is it? Oh God, really?
I don't see it.
Oh my God, this is fucking. This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
I saw a small picture of it, but yeah, this is what
$10,000, guys.
this is a Series S or is this a Xbox One X?
It's the One X.
It better be a One X.
It's definitely the One X, but it looks like Slagar put it best. He said it looks like a couch from the 70s. Oh man, that is fucking God awful, man. The controllers look awful. It doesn't have a picture really of the outside, which sucks. But
I gave you a bad link. My bad. Because like there was a link I was looking at earlier was showing you a video of like opening it up and stuff. Because it's not a regular suitcase. This is a suitcase specifically for the Xbox.
Only, I mean, if you were a celebrity, would you want to be seen with this thing? Other than it costs ten.
That is a Series X. But it's leaning on its side. That's why I couldn't tell.
Okay.
So bad, guys. So bad. Oh, yeah, man.
I'm going to try and find a better link for you, and I'll put that in chat. But anyway, to move on. Oh, here. This is
here,
a
I got it.
Link.
I got it. It's
okay,
on there.
Good. Cool.
I mean, the Gucci Xbox looks kind of cool, I guess, but not the controllers, and definitely not that fucking case. But holy shit, man, that's awful. Whew. Road Dogg says so Frank
what's
secretly.
What's the red and blue stripe for? I mean,
I know.
I don't know why any of this is like this.
I mean, honestly, yeah, the Xbox does look kind
of
cool.
I don't think that's a part of the Gucci logo, so it's like, why? Godly.
So bad, guys. So bad. I mean, that's probably one of the most hideous fucking things I've ever. And it's just specifically just for the Xbox.
Our project. Oh, Art God. Project Xbox.
So bad. So bad. The controllers look like the Steambox stuff. Yeah, so bad, man. Ooh, that's awful. All right. Anything else?
I get a kick out of that one. And my other suite goes to the return of college basketball. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, basketball's back, man. That's cool. I do like the tournament for sure. I don't really pay attention until the tournament, but yeah. I'll catch a game here and again. You're not excited for the Wildcats having a chance at the National Football Championship break, man? Or, I'm sorry, the Bearcats?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited for that, but they we'll find out because the games they've won with the people at the top who get to choose who wants to go into the tournament. You know, they want them to blow out every team or you're not good enough because they've got teams with losses above them where the Bearcats are undefeated.
Right. I still don't – I mean, Alabama at number two, really. I mean, they didn't look very good last week, to be honest. So Topher says go Buckeyes. Yeah, I don't mind the Buckeyes being up there, but I think Cincinnati should be up there and see what happens. You know, I'm tired of the same old fucking teams, man. I don't mind the Buckeyes being there at all, but I don't know. I just think teams like Cincinnati should be there. All the undefeated ones for sure. Subs, pasta, salad, chips.
There's been a lot of that because of conferences, which is why I was so excited that the Bearcats are moving into a much better conference. In two years, I think.
Yeah. Freak says, Sweeto, free lunch today at work. Subs, pasta, salad, chips, and cookies, and pop. It's not soda, it's pop, but okay.
And
it's soda.
It's pop.
Yeah, it's pop. And a brand new coach after the whole shit storm that happened with that last coach. So we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, no, I like the Bearcats' chances, man. Win out, and then if they don't get into the top four.
No, I meant the basketball.
Oh, the basketball? Yeah. You
so
guys had
another way of saying soda pop, so that's why I say soda, because it's shorter.
Pop. It's pop. But yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for Cincinnati, man. I thought you'd be all over that, man. Like super excited if they don't get fucked over, you know? All right.
Pop doesn't even make any sense because pop doesn't really pop anymore.
It's pop. It's pop. That's what it is. That's I've always called it pop. Like, you know, some people call it soda. Some people call it Coke. Some people call it pop. I mean, it just depends on what part of the country, I guess. But,
yep.
Okay. Eric, I don't see you had a Sweeto this week.
No.
Okay. I got a couple of Sweetos. Actually, I got three Sweetos. Last one I want to talk a little bit about. Yeah, see, Topher says it. He says pop. So, yeah. My dad completed his physical therapy today, and they canceled all the rest of his appointments because he's doing really good after his stroke.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Yeah, it's good news, man. I mean, it's like he never even had a stroke. He's doing really, really good. He's singing. He's driving. He's, you know, he's almost back to 100%. I'd say he's about 95%. So I got some new horror hats. I got you know, this one's actually really politically incorrect, but I really don't care. It's got it says No Lives Matter. It's got a patch of Jason, you know, with his machete. but I like it. Just the style. The only thing I don't like is they put glue all over. It's sort of like a cloud effect is what they say around it. But all it is just they fucked up and they put a bunch of like super glue around, you know, like some type of glue around the logo. And I don't know. I don't like that. But other than that, it's a cool little hat. And I got a pinhead hat to match my pinhead shirt. So I do like it. Mm-hmm. I like those. So new ones for my thing. Soto Popinski. Wasn't he like vodka something?
Yeah. He was vodka Bruinsky, I think.
Yeah, yeah, and they took out the vodka out for obvious reasons. But and then the last one was this Britney. It's not really a verdict, but Britney Spears is now able to control her life for the most part now. I mean, she got her finances back, which is, you know, whatever you think of Britney Spears, that she's a whack job or whatever, but there was a reason for a lot of it. Like, she had people controlling every aspect of her life, including her parents, mostly her dad, and now she's able to make her own financial choices and all that. And I'm happy for that. I think that's a good thing. And hopefully she can make a shit ton of money and give a big fucking fuck you to her, you know, all those people that were screwing her over. I mean, the more and more you read about that stuff, Brake and Eric, I mean, it would infuriate you. You know, they did everything from drug her to make her sign shit to, I mean, it was just awful what they did to Britney Spears. Leave Britney alone, you know, type thing. But, I'm glad it went in her favor, and hopefully she can get her life on track, because mental health is not something to make fun of or anything like that. And I think she was going through a lot of that. So glad everything is going good for her now. It's soda, dang it. Not pop. How dare you, Road Dogg? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. It's definitely pop. They're cool. I have seen them. Seen who? All right. So what do you guys think of the Britney thing? Yay, nay, who cares?
Okay. I'm not, like, I just, there's so many other things going on in this world. I just haven't been really paying attention to anything.
Yeah, I know. I mean, over the years, we on this show, we've given Britney Spears just a fucking lashing. So I thought it was just nice to bring up, you know, her success for a change. You know, it's just
okay, I get it.
You
know, yeah, that's yeah. Cool.
My future wife.
My future wife, he says.
Mm-hmm. She's definitely
good
looking.
She's engaged, isn't she?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Something like that, I thought.
No, teasing about mental health, but Frank is open game. How dare you, Road Dogg? How dare you? You're really itching to get that title away from Freak 5 for most exiles. Well, that's two for you. You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
Are you saying that Frank is old? He's gone through every mental disorder.
Walking
so
off.
To them now?
Walking off this show. And this is for Road Dogg in particular. There you go, Road Dogg. Right on the screen there, pal. Son of a bitch. Okay. Let's move on. Oh, this is going to be fun, guys. I got a little special twistity doodah special to this particular episode. But here we go. It's a free-for-all. Okay, guys, we are going to do the finals of this month's tournament. Yes, it was only a two-week tournament because there's not really 64 foods for Thanksgiving, but we're going to determine the greatest Thanksgiving food of all time today, guys. But wait till the end. You're going to want to wait till the end because there's a special twist. How dare you, Brake Man? How dare you?
What did I say? What
is my mouth? Yeah, what'd you say, you son of a bitch? Okay. Greatest Thanksgiving food of all time, guys. Let's get right into it, and let's start at the top, all right? We got turkey versus pumpkin bread. Brake Man, what you got?
Turkey.
All right, Eric?
Turkey. I mean, we need some kind of meat here.
Okay. I'm going to go with turkey as well because I do like pumpkin bread with, like, a little bit of butter. Oh, God, that's so good. But turkey's definitely all-time great.
Yeah, we all know how Frank loves butter.
How dare you, Eric? How dare you bring that? Everybody says turkey. Turkey, 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 turkey. All right. Turkey moves.
When Frank first heard of margarine, he got furious. He's Shut like, not butterfuckers.
Eric, don't push your luck. I'll walk off the show and I will exile you like no other. Okay, apple pie versus pumpkin pie. This is a titanic matchup. Eric, what do you got?
Pumpkin pie.
Ooh, okay. Brake Man?
Ooh, this one's tough.
It is really hard.
I like them both. I like apple pie more than the humble pie. Just by a little bit.
You like apple pie more?
Yeah, just by a little bit. Let's skip that.
Ooh, in chat, it's kind of divided. I'm going to go with pumpkin, man. I think pumpkin is it's one of my all-time favorites. I can't, and I do like apple pie a lot. I agree with you. It's a tough match, but pumpkin pie by the crust moves on. All right, we're going to go to the bottom here, guys. Carrot cake versus mashed potatoes. I'm going to go first on this. Carrot cake is my favorite cake of all time. But it's fucking mashed potatoes, guys. I got to go with mashed potatoes. What say you, Eric?
Mashed potatoes.
All right. Break?
Clean yeah, sweep? Mashed potatoes.
All right. Mashed potatoes sweeps on through. Okay. Here's a Titanic matchup. Break, man. You're going to go first on this one. Gravy versus stuffing. Now, gravy is the chameleon of all foods here versus stuffing. What say you?
Ooh, I love stuffing. I go with stuffing.
Okay,
stuffings.
Everybody agreed stuffings. With us on mashed potatoes. Road Dog says stuffing. Eric, potatoes. What say you?
You got the Hulk's potatoes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go stuffing.
Stuffing. I would pick gravy just because of the stealth, but stuffing moves on. I love stuffing too. God, look at this, guys. We got four big staples left. Let's go to the top here. Let's start with Eric. Turkey versus pumpkin pie, Eric.
Turkey again.
Okay, Breakman.
Zachary always have pumpkin pie during Christmas instead.
Okay.
I gotta agree. I gotta go turkey.
I'm gonna go with pumpkin pie in an upset, but you guys said turkey, so turkey goes on through to the finals. Everybody said turkey. Gravy goes on. Gravy goes on everything. Slagard goes on. That's what I would have picked, gravy, but you know, see. Road Dog agreed with me. He would have picked pumpkin pie. So, anyways. All right. So, stuffing versus mashed potatoes. Breakman, I'll give you the honors first.
Mashed potatoes is something you can get most year round. Stuffing only happens on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Stuffing. Eric?
Good go with. Good go with mashed potatoes. I mean, yeah, Stuffing's great and all, but. There's so many ways to make mash.
All right.
All of them are good.
Slagar says stuffing. Road Dog says stuffing. Tofor says smashed potatoes.
Smashed potatoes.
Yeah, it's mashed potatoes.
It's the Hulk's potatoes.
Man, this is a really tough one for me. But you know what? That flavor of that stuffing, I don't care if it's stovetop or your mama's stuffing or whatever other stuffing. I'm going to go with stuffing. I'm going with stuffing. Yes.
I've had stuffing online Thanksgiving days.
I love stuffing. I think stuffing is, man, it's so good, flavorful. Now we're on to the finals, guys. We got turkey versus stuffing. I'm going to go first on this one, guys. You know what? I'm going to go with stuffing. Eric, what say you?
You probably might have stuffing in it, so... I'm going with turkey.
Okay, so Breakman is going to determine this whole thing. Let's see. In chat, Freak is saying stuffing. Tofor says turkey. Slagar says stuffing. Breakman, take it away. What are you picking?
Oh, man, this is a hard one.
Yes, it is.
Okay, there's white meat and dark meat.
Is this going to be an all-time upset here, guys? This is tense.
Can be – if you cook it right, you can – the meat is absolutely juicy, but if you cook it wrong, you get stuck with a dry turkey. But the same can be said about stuffing. If you don't do it right, kind of get dry and crunchier, crispier than you really want it.
It does have all those like spices. Yeah, it's
but
got all those.
You can always fix this with gravy.
you can always add gravy to the turkey too.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You can get different types of stuffing, different flavors of it. Where if turkey, it's just white and dark meat. However, when I say white and dark meat, those are so freaking delicious. I mean, there's only two times a year you can ever fucking eat turkey anyway. Thanksgiving and when you go to the Renaissance Festival.
Christmas.
Or when you go to a flea market.
Flea market.
Well, they always have turkey legs.
Why do they have turkey at the flea market?
They always do. They always do here. Yeah. What's the first thing you eat on a TV dinner? That's a good point, Slagar. That's a great point.
I can't remember the last time I had a TV
dinner. All right, Breakman.
The reason you eat that, the first thing on the TV dinner, is because you want to get the first thing out of your way. You save the better stuff for last.
That's a decent point.
However, usually when I'm, when it comes to Thanksgiving, the first thing I want to eat is turkey. But then I want to eat them like turkey throughout the meal. So I'll eat some other stuff and then come back to the turkey. Because I love the turkey. I got to go with the turkey.
You can't have your meat you can't have your pudding without your meat. I can't have Thanksgiving without turkey. That's effed up, Tofor says.
I said turkey. Turkey is the winner.
Turkey's the winner. Turkey wins it all. It's and not a surprise. The surprise is that, but there's a secret twist here, guys. I have a late entry into this. I thought about today's show, right? It's all about 666, devils, all that stuff.
Devil's food cake?
Nope. Not devil's food cake. Deviled eggs. The secret entry. So what we're going to do is we're going to take turkey out. We're going to replace stuffing with deviled eggs. Guys, deviled eggs versus turkey. And it is a staple during Thanksgiving. So deviled eggs has come in and bedeviled everybody to come in and steal stuffing's thunder here and has just muscled its way in. We have one more entry here, guys. I'm going to go first. I really like deviled eggs, guys. I could eat a shit ton of deviled eggs. I'm going to go with deviled eggs. Eric, what are you picking?
Well, turkey was the previous winner, so I'm just going to go with deviled eggs. Why not?
At Breakman?
Slugger said depends on who made them.
I'm the champion.
My mom makes fantastic deviled eggs. This is still Thanksgiving, though. Like, the turkey is still the staple. As much as I love deviled eggs, especially my mom's, I still gotta go turkey.
You know what? I think I agree with you, man. I gotta go with turkey, too. I said deviled eggs, but I love deviled eggs, and I agree with you. My mom makes the greatest deviled eggs, but I thought I'd just throw that in there. How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Turkey. Everybody says turkey.
Devil dinosaur eggs.
Yeah. So,
wait, you ate devil dinosaur? You son of a bitch.
Yep. The devil loses again, guys. So, turkey wins it all. Turkey is the greatest Thanksgiving food.
With Zug Zug.
All right. I thought this was a fantastic tournament, guys. Yeah. But turkey and I think we fully expected turkey to win this whole thing, right? I mean, Topher says Frank wants tacos for Thanksgiving. You're damn right, man. You know, that's what we could talk about. Turkey wins twice, Slagar says. It does. Turkey wins twice. I could have been an asshole and just stayed with deviled eggs, but I couldn't do that. Turkey made its way all the way to
Sorry,
turkeys. To the top.
It's not your fault. You're so delicious.
Yeah, I know. It's just so good.
Sorry.
So good. So good. So... What do you guys do after the initial, like, because we do ours early. We do ours for lunch, and then we spill over into dinner. So what do you guys do?
We kind of do it around, like, 2-ish.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you do, like, after? You eat more turkey?
Leftovers, usually.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you do with the leftovers? Just, heat it back up and eat it just straight like that, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Break?
I'm just thinking about the turkey cooking, like smelling that turkey. Is there anything more, like, your mouth salivating, and it's just like, hurry up, come on. Like, how long does this take?
Yeah.
Cook faster. And so for life says, nap. Yeah, we usually eat probably around 4 or 5, so it's kind of late, and, there's no other meal after that, just like dessert.
But what about the next day, Ben? What about the next day, Break?
Leftovers.
Yeah, just straight up leftovers. See, that's kind of bland. You know what we do? We start early. We eat turkey for, like, lunch, like the whole traditional turkey dinner type deal, And then the big thing is the dinner, guys. We take, like, whatever turkey is left over, break it up, like shred it, like shredded turkey, and put it into like corn tortillas with some mashed potatoes and maybe a little bit of stuffing, depending if there's any left. There never is, you know, hardly any stuffing left over. But if there is, it all goes into a taco deep fried with cheese, and it's like the greatest thing ever. It's the fucking greatest thing ever, man. Oh my God.
Did deep fried anything really, really heavy calories?
Oh, Eric, I mean, man, I can't wait. I almost skipped the main meal just for that. But no, I eat then, I eat after, and the next day more turkey tacos. See? I mean, Topher was right, man. Turkey tacos are the fucking bomb diggity. And then you make homemade, like salsa to put in them. Oh, nothing better. Nothing better. I'm telling you guys. Sounds weird, but, it doesn't get any better than that, man. Turkey tacos are the fucking bomb diggity with a little bit of mashed potatoes.
Turkey taco Thursday.
Yep. You have to have the mashed potatoes in there too. Just a little bit of mashed potatoes. You don't need to like put a lot, but a little bit, like as like kind of a base. Then you pour a little bit of turkey on there, and then a little bit of cheese in there, and then you deep fry them. Oh my God, it's like the greatest thing ever. A little bit of salt on the shell. Oh, you can't get any better than that with a little bit of salsa.
I've never had corn tortillas.
They're good, man, and they're better for you than the. Than the alternative, the flour ones. But there you go. Turkey wins the whole thing twice. It steadfast. It was
never had smoked turkey either.
Was it even a question? I mean, I thought maybe pumpkin pie would pull off the upset, but yeah, turkey all the way. Just decimated the field, man. Had no issues whatsoever with that. So. Yeah, you guys should try it.
Other types of turkey. Like, he's talking about smoked turkey. I've heard about fried turkey. I want to try that, too.
Oh, my God. Yes. Deep-fried turkeys are great. Smoked turkeys are fucking phenomenal. Tofor is... But, see, the problem is, who has a smoker around here? Like, nobody does. You know, it's like... But, yeah, I agree. You know, and I just... you know, here, we're saying more things like this.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, we get nothing over here. No, there are smokers and stuff, but the Weber Slagar says, yeah, deep fried's really good. He does live in Texas. That's true. Like everything is deep fried or smoked in Texas. They do have good barbecue there too, for sure. I mean, nothing as good as like Kansas
barbecue
City
jerky.
Yeah. Fried turkey is awesome. So yeah, but try that one time, like with your leftovers, break man.
Buffalo
like
turkey.
Like get some like corn tortillas and like just a little bit of mashed potatoes, just a little bit of it sounds really gross, but it's actually super good. And they put a little bit of turkey.
It sounds like one of those potato bowls from KFC.
Oh my God, it's so good. So good, dude. And then like I said, you put a little bit of mashed potatoes, a little bit of meat. You don't overstuff. That's the key. Don't overstuff those little corn tortillas. And a little bit of cheese, you know, if you like. I mean, cheddar's the best one to put in there, but whatever type of cheese you like. Maybe a little bit of Moinster would be good in there. But you deep fry those on both sides, and you kind of have to hold it down with some tongs to kind of get that shape, you know, on both sides for just a couple minutes. Take it, you know, get some paper towels on a plate. Put it on a plate, let the excess grease, you know, like, you know, get thrown out there with the paper towels, a little bit of salt and some salsa, and you got yourself some really, really good stuff, man. It's good stuff. It's a good idea for you to try if you're looking for different ideas for, you know, that type of stuff. But
I'm usually
looking
to be lazy, and the lazy way is to just microwave it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, like I said, if you want something, you know, different, try that. Like even, you know, maybe Mrs. Breakman will you know, throw on some of those for you, man. Doesn't take but a minute to do it, too. It's not, it's less than the time it takes you to put it in the microwave. You'd have some turkey tacos, man. Good stuff. All right, Freak says fried turkey's awesome. I'll stuff whatever. Oh, that's you, Break Man. Easy, Break. She'll something you're stuffing advanced.
I know. It looks like you missed a word. I was trying to figure out.
I want to have
it's her ducking, but Mrs. Freak is opposed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a chicken, duck, and turkey. Ugh. Yes, voice what? To voice to chat fucked. Yeah. It's sure. Yeah. all right. So there you go, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed the 666 edition of RP Grinders. I think we had a ton of fun. But
so the Tadrakan's like you shove a turkey and a duck inside of a – or a chicken and a duck inside of a turkey. Is that what it is?
Something like that, man. But the problem with that is the duck is really greasy, man. Duck is super greasy. I don't really like the taste of duck as much. I can eat it, but it's not one of my favorite things. But, you know, whatever. I have – you know, one year we had those Cornish hens. That was good. You know, you just get your own little Cornish hen and stuff, but it's nothing like a turkey, man. Turkey is where it's at, yeah, for sure. Got
all these exotic foods. Like,
got a roll, jumping on a panel. Right on, yeah. Topher. See you later. We're just about ready to end anyway.
Turd ostrich.
Turd ostrich.
So have you had ostrich?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Well, what about raptor? How was that?
Raptor? How dare you, you son of a bitch. Walking off this show. Son of a bitch. That's it. I'm going to go be a security guard or something. All right, guys. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at Break_Man on Twitter. You can follow the devil at 666. you can follow me.
At hell? Yeah.
At hell. That's where the devil can be found. And, yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, Topher, I might check in and chat for a few. is that the Rocky theme? Sounds sort of like the Rocky theme, man. That's pretty good, man. Ostrich jerky, I've had before. I didn't care for it too much, but all right. Eric.
I had venison once.
Yeah, venison's okay. Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find reviews on BostonBashBrigade.com. Those are the written ones, and the audio reviews are on the feed. And if you like either of those and you want to support me, you can go to my Patreon, and sending me as little as a dollar would help out. And the link to my Patreon is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right. Once a week, Slagar says, for venison. Freak says Bernie's plugging herself with the turkey leg this week on her only. How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. I think still Road Dog won the Exile Championship this week. So it's like the 24/7 title in WWE. It's like, I think it's going to change hands between Freak 5 and Topher. Or not Topher.
So this isn't like the World Heavyweight Champion where Triple H holds it for like ever.
No. No. This is the 24/7 championship where, you know, I saw that like last week on, every once in a while I'll watch WWE now. And last week it was like, it changed hands like five times in one match. So it's like, it's one of those type of things, but yeah. Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. You can follow my other channel, Mexican Longhair, on YouTube. I do a lot of different type of things there, including homeless outreach, cop watching, auditing, a bunch of other type of deals there. So you can check me out there. What else? Oh, go check out I Saw the Devil. I think it's a fabulous movie. I think you all will like it and enjoy that movie a lot, especially if you like foreign films. It's a gem of a movie. It's a Korean film, but it's a wonderfully acted and directed movie. I think everybody should check out that movie. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
No.
All right.
Stay safe.
Yep. Yeah. Stay safe this weekend. You don't want to end up in hell next week. Till next week.
And remember, if you're going to overthrow God, then have help, because you can't do it by yourself. It's impossible.
Yeah. Either that or have a hell of a healthcare plan.
That was Satan's only mistake.
At least get to level 99 if you're going to try and do it by yourself.
Right, level 99 for sure, man. I mean, that's a given. All right, take care. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out. Later, everybody. Yeah, I can't beat that break, man. That's just too tough. Too good. Too good, man.